It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. As the campaign for governor races toward its end, both campaigns are talking about taxes. Democratic challenger Tony Evers has announced a plan to cut taxes for middle-class Wisconsinites by 10%. Governor Walker has characterized Evers' plan as a tax increase. We'll sort out the tax claims and counterclaims with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, John.
A Democratic candidate for Governor Tony Evers pledged to cut income taxes for the middle class by 10% if elected. Specifically, who would qualify for this cut?
It sounds like under Evers' plan, he's talking about cutting taxes for individuals who earn less than $100,000, families who earn less than $150,000. And, you know, those would be the people who qualify for this 10% income tax cut. And it allows him to say, I focused it on the middle class. He has that cutoff there at 150 for families and 100 for individuals, because he has been, of course, critical of the governor for cutting taxes for wealthy people in Wisconsin.
So how would the Evers plan pay for this tax cut?
I would say for anything we're talking about with tax cuts or, you know, any kind of budget policy, we probably would really have to wait to find out until, you know, next February or March, if we're being honest. But we do know that Tony Evers has proposed getting rid of the governor's kind of signature tax cut, tax credit for manufacturers and agriculture. And that has become a big expense in the state budget. It's roughly $300 million a year now that it costs a state government. So, I mean, that is a obvious source of potential revenue if he wanted to go there. I guess the thing you have to qualify that with is that Tony Evers has also talked about prioritizing spending for schools, for higher education, other areas of state government. So $300 million a year is a lot of money, but the priority list is also long.
Yeah, there's certainly, it seems to me, like to everybody else, that money is kind of like closet space. No matter how much you have, you need more.
Right.
But clearly, you know, the governor's budget goes to the legislature and requires its approval or cooperation. So what's known about changes are needed for the state's tax code and what kind of reception that would get in the legislature?
And again, that kind of depends on what kind of legislature we're looking at next year. We know right now that this legislature is a very Republican legislature. I mean, the Senate has an 18-15 majority, 64-35 majority for Republicans in the Assembly. They have done what the governor wants, what Governor Walker wants. They would do what the governor wants if those margins were turned again next year and Governor Walker is still governor. There's just no given that Republicans are going to hang on to the legislature, certainly in those numbers. I mean, I think the state Senate in particular is very much up for grabs. And so, you know, if that were to happen, if Democrats were to flip that chamber, then who knows what you're talking about in terms of what kind of a budget deal could get done. So there's just a lot of unknowns here beyond the revenue. You know, beyond how much money we have, what gets cut to, you know, pay for these priorities. It's who's sitting in those seats in the legislature come January.
So at a campaign event earlier this week, Governor Walker responded to the Evers plan, saying it actually amounts to a tax hike. What argument is the governor making here?
So I think what the governor is talking about with Evers plan being a tax hike is he's talking about property taxes. And I don't think he's talking specifically necessarily about the income tax cut. I'm not sure. But what the governor has said pretty consistently is that Evers' plan would to spend more on schools would amount to a property tax hike. And he has also characterized Evers' plan to get rid of this manufacturing and agriculture tax credit as a tax hike. If you watch ads from the governor's campaign right now, if you watch ads from now the Republican Governors Association, they're really focused on that agricultural side of it. they're saying Tony Evers wants to get rid of this tax credit that raises taxes on farmers. You know, that can't happen. Vote for Walker. That's kind of their message in a nutshell. But at the same time, you also hear Walker kind of dipping a toe into a traditionally Democratic message in this campaign. And while Tony Evers is talking about cutting taxes on one side, Scott Walker is talking about going back to 2/3 state funding for education on the other side. And, you know, much like we're not exactly sure how Evers' plan would be funded in the next legislature. I mean, we've got some general ideas, but we're not 100% sure. I think you could say the same thing about Walker's plan to increase spending more on schools next year. We don't really know where that extra money would come from.
Sean, this tax cut announcement comes just days after the Marquette Law School poll found that Governor Walker now holds a 1-point lead among likely voters in this race. In the poll before that, Evers had a 5-point lead over Walker. I mean, a cynic might make a connection here. Is anyone out there making the case that this tax cut proposal is just a political ploy?
I think you look at this race, it looks pretty close. I mean, you mentioned the Marquette poll had Walker up 1. There was an NBC Marist poll that had Evers up 10 on Walker. But I think it's generally perceived as being a close race, or certainly one that is winnable by either side right now. And there's 3 weeks to go before Election Day. And so you have, I definitely think that's a factor in why you see Tony Evers out there proposing a big middle class tax cut, and Governor Walker proposing another big increase on school spending. They're trying to grab that last handful of persuadable votes out there if the race is indeed as close as people think it is.
So Tony Evers proposing to cut taxes for the middle class, individuals making less than $100,000, families with incomes of $150,000 or less. What about Governor Walker? What is he or his campaign saying about what could be in store for middle class taxpayers?
So, I mean, the governor's basically been running on his record when it comes to tax cuts. That has been, you know, I think it's kind of like a foundation of his governorship. His tenure in office has been pushing tax cuts of some kind in pretty much every budget. And so he's pointed to those. And, you know, at least to my ears, his message on taxes has been more of a warning than a promise. He's saying that if you like this stuff, it'll go away if I'm not there.
Yeah, and what about, there's been some talk of, property taxes are going up, but Wisconsin voters in referenda all over the state have said, yeah, okay, if it's for education, I don't mind paying a little more in taxes. Is that message getting lost here?
Yeah, so it's been important to Walker to say, and he can't quite say that in this budget, but it's been important for him to point to this kind of median value home in Wisconsin and say, look, all other things equal, property taxes are going down. I think they tick up very slightly under the latest numbers from the legislature's budget office. So it's kind of it's an interesting argument if you just set aside all of the rest of the factors that are going in Wisconsin. But yeah, you're right. I mean, people in communities after community, there are voters who are saying, raise my taxes to pay for schools. And in fact, if you look at polling from Marquette, that's where most of the public is at right now, that they would be okay with increasing taxes to pay for schools and other government services.
Given where we are, and as you said, we're just weeks away from Election Day, what are you watching for here as the conversation about tax plans continues?
I guess I'm watching for, you know, more plans to come out potentially. This 10% tax cut from Evers wasn't something that people gave a lot of thought to a few weeks ago. And here it is. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Governor Walker saying that let's go back to 2/3 funding is not something he's talked about for years. And here it is. So it could be an exciting few weeks if they're looking to, you know, get that last little edge in this competitive governor's race, mm-hmm. You know, what they might propose to try to get that.
We've been talking about taxes and school funding. What other issues are on your radar, Sean, beyond these? Which messages are we seeing the candidates hit?
You are seeing it's not income taxes or property taxes. You are seeing a lot of talk about roads versus the gas tax, though. And this is one where Democrats feel like they have an issue that's going to work for them. The fact that Wisconsin roads are not in great shape, people are recognizing this. And so they've been really hammering Governor Walker on that issue, that he's let the roads go bad. Vote Democrat. But Governor Walker has been kind of taking the flip side of that, and knowing that while people don't like the condition of roads, they also don't like to raise the gas tax, and warning that Tony Evers would raise the gas tax. That's one of the taxes that he's been in his warning about Evers.
And also telling the Towns Association that they were going to get more money for local roads as well.
Right. Okay. Which is like a small number in the overall scheme of the budget. But yeah, that's one area where he has been willing to pledge more.
Okay. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thanks, John.
For additional coverage of the Wisconsin gubernatorial race and other races, visit WPR.org and WisconsinVote.org. Coming up, China is the world's leading buyer of recyclables. The country adopted an anti-pollution program, though, this year, setting a difficult standard to meet for America's single-stream recycling plans. We'll talk about how China's new policies are impacting the recycling industry in the United States and in Wisconsin. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson.